Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Bizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Today we're learning Kedushin, Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara at the top of the Amud brings down the case of a person that writes a Shtar Shichur for an Eved that he doesn't even own yet. A person writes a Shtar Shichur for an Eved that he's planning on buying, and he writes in the Shtar Shichur, L'kishe Ekochacha, when I will buy you, Hari Atzmucha Kano Lo Me'achshav. Then you should be Kano to yourself, meaning you should become a Shichur from now. And the Gemara says that that's an example of a Kinyan on a Dabar Shalai Bala Aylam, and mainly it's totally on the Machlekes Tanaim, and Rebbe, who holds that Adam Makna Dabar Shalai Bala Aylam, would hold that such a Kinyan, such a Shtar Shichur, would be Chal. All of the Rishayim are bothered by Akasha on this expression, this phrase that Rebbe presents that would be the Nusach of the Shtar. Why does he need the Me'achshav? What is the Me'achshav coming for? Ordinarily, when we make Kinyanim, if I say that I want to be kind of something and I say that this Kinyan should be Chal La'achar Shloshim Yom, I want it to be Chal at some point in the future, there's no need for me to say Me'achshav from now. Fakert, when would I say Me'achshav? I would only say Me'achshav if I wanted to be Chal retroactively from now. That I want to, if I wanted to say that after 30 days it should already have been Chal L'mafreya from now, then I would say Me'achshav. But over here, he clearly doesn't mean to be doing that. He doesn't mean to be telling this Eved that after I buy you, you should be Meshuchar from today. Because how could he be Meshuchar from today? You're not his Adin today. There's nothing that you could do that would make him Meshuchar from today. Clearly, you only mean for this Chalais to be Chal La'acharzman. You mean for it to be Chal L'kishe Akachacha. When I buy you, I'm giving you the Shtar Shichur now, I'm doing the Maisei Kinyan now, but I'm saying that it should be Chal when I buy you. That's the only time that I'm in a position to be Meshachar you. So I want it to be Chal when I buy you. And I don't want it to be then be Chal. I'm not trying to make it be Chal L'mafreya. It can't be Chal L'mafreya. I mean for it to be Chal then. So if we were talking about a regular case of a Davar Shabbala Olam, what would I say? I would say that this should be Chal La'achar Shloshim Yoyim. I wouldn't say Me'achshav. So why over here does Rebbe add the word Me'achshav to this Shtar Shichur? Tosfos on the long Tosfos here on this daf discusses this question. All of the Rishonim here in the Sugya discuss the question, and we find Be'ikar two answers in the Rishonim. The answer of the Ramban and the answer of Tosfos. There are some variations also between the two of them, which the Mirshim will try to also see. The Ramban says that although he can't actually make the Kinyan Bichal L'mafreya, that it should be Chal from now, but the word Me'achshav makes a difference. By saying Me'achshav, he strengthens the Kinyan so that he isn't able to be Chayzer. If he would just say L'kishakachachai harei atzmacha kanui lach, so he would have a Maisei Kinyan, which he's doing now, which could be Chal La'achar Zman, according to Rebbe, because Rebbe holds Adamach and Davash Lo'im L'Yoylam, the Kinyan would be Chal, but only if he continued to want the Kinyan to be Chal. If he doesn't change his mind, then the Kinyan would be Chal when he buys this Eved. The Shichur would be Chal. But if he would decide at some point before he buys the Eved, no, on second thought, I don't want that Kinyan to be Chal, so then it wouldn't be Chal. He would still be able to be Chayzer from the Kinyan if he had just given a shtar that said, L'kishe akachach harei atzmach kanui lach. But by adding the word Me'achshav, Zakhtar Ramban, that strengthens the Kinyan, and now he's not able to be Chayzer anymore. So that's why Rebbe talks about a case where he uses a Nusach of Me'achshav. The Me'achshav does make a difference. And the Ritva, who goes with the same teretz as the Ramban, the Ritva adds a prat. He adds that even though really you could make this Kinyan without the Me'achshav, you could be Meshachar, you could have this basic chiddush of our sugiv adamach and davar shloim bala olam and be meshachar the eved before you buy him. You could have all that without the me'achshav. The me'achshav only comes, like the Ramban says, for this side point that you shouldn't be able to be chayzer anymore. But nevertheless, Rebbe Dafka spoke out his halacha with the word me'achshav because urcha de milsa, the usual case would be that he would want it to be chal in such a way that he can't be chayzer anymore. Why does the Ritva think that the usual case is that he would want it to be Chal in a way that he can't be Chayzer anymore? Because otherwise, Dr. Ritva, why is he bothering with the Shtar Shichur now? Since it's anyway not going to be Chal until later, so write a Shtar Shichur later. He wants to be Meshachar him after he purchases him, There's nothing stopping him from going and purchasing him, and then afterwards writing a Shtar Shichur. Why does he bother to write a Shtar Shichur now when it can't be Chal, just to make the Eved go free later on? Let him write the Shtar Shichur later on. So what's he trying to gain by writing it now? The only thing he could be trying to gain is that he shouldn't be able to be Chayzer. How does he gain that? How does he accomplish that he shouldn't be able to be Chayzer? Only with the word Me'achshav. That's the nafkamina that the word Me'achshav makes. That's why Rebbe spoke out the Chiddush, the Halacha, Dafka, with the inclusion of the word Me'achshav. I'll call upon him the Ramban and the Ritva, Mahalach number one, the word Me'achshav helps La'inyin that you can't be Chayzer anymore. Taisus has a second heretz. Taisus says that the word Me'achshav works for a different strengthening of the kinyan. It works to give it a different benefit. Le'inyan, that there shouldn't be a problem anymore of kolsa kinyanai. We discussed kolsa kinyanai already on Daf Nun Tes. Whenever a person makes a kinyan that should be chal la'achar zman, you need that the ma'ase kinyan should still be in some way still present in the world, still relevant la'achar zman, at the time that the chalais is supposed to be chal. So the mashal, if you're being kind of something with a shtar, you could do the Maisa of Mesiris Ashtar today and say that it's Shvichal after 30 days, but you need that the Shtar should still be Ba'ilam after 30 days. It should still be not just Ba'ilam, but in the hands of the Makabel after 30 days. But if a person hands over a Shtar, and then within the 30 days, the Shtar gets burnt up or the Shtar gets lost, so that at the end of 30 days, the recipient is no longer holding the Shtar, that's called Kolsa Kinyanai. The Kinyan has expired, it's been used up, it's no longer present at the end of the 30 days, and the kinyan won't be chal. Similarly, if you make a ma'aseh mashicha on a para, you bring it into your rishus, and you say, I want this kinyan to be chal la'achar shleishim yayim. If the para is still in your rishus after shleishim yayim, or at least even if he's still in an agam, then it'll be kaina. But if the para is in a rishus harabim after 30 days, so that means that all of the effects of your ma'aseh kinyan have already been undone, that's called kolsa kinyanai. If the ma'aseh kinyan is completely undone by the time the chalais is supposed to be chal, then the kinyan is not chal. So zok teisvis. Over here, sure, you could give the Eved a Shtar Shichur that just says, and it'll work, according to Rebbe, the Adam Machin Davish Lagba La'ilam, it'll work if the Eved is still holding on to the Shtar at the time that you purchase him. But let's say the Shtar gets lost, it will be called a Kinyanai, and then the Kinyan wouldn't be Chal. Zaktay says, but for that it helps the Me'achshav. If you say Me'achshav, then there won't be a problem of Kolsa Kinyanai, and then even if the shtar is no longer in his hands l'kisha akachacha at the time that you purchase him, but since it was in his hands now when you gave it to him and you said me'achshav, that's all of the kinyan that you need, and you don't worry anymore about kolsa kinyan later on. Taisus adds a very geshmak and akud. Taisus says that lafize lafitaisus is teretz as opposed to the Ritva's, the Rambans. There's a different kasha that's for Enford. Here on our amud, the Gemara gives two examples of Tanayim that have a chiddush of Adam Makan Davar Shalai Bala Ilam. You have a Rebbe's example, where a person is Meshachar and Eved that he doesn't own yet. And then the Gemara brings Reb Meir, who says on all of the cases of our Mishnah where a person is Mekadish and Isha, who's in a matzav where Kedushin can't be Chal now, but he says that it should be Chal after La'achar She'ezgayir, La'achar She'ezgayiri, La'achar She'eshtachar, La'achar She'eshtachari, etc. Six, seven cases in the Mishnah that the Mishnah said are not chal, because ina demakne davar shalei bala ilam. And here on Daf Samach Gimel, the Gemara brings a brisa where a mayor says that in all of them the kedushin are chal, because a mayor holds adam makne davar shalei bala ilam. Zok Tosfos, but I noticed something very interesting, that the brisa where a mayor says that all the cases in the Mishnah the kedushin are chal, in the brisa it doesn't say me'achshav. When you say harei mekudeshes la'achar she'ezgayir, it doesn't say me'achshav. It just says la'achar she'ezgayir, la'achar she'ezgayiri. It should be chal later on. But in Rebbe's case, where a person is meshachar and eved l'kisha ekachacha, over there it says me'achshav. So why is there more of a need for the me'achshav in Rebbe's case than in Remeir's case? Zok Tosfos, lefi what I explained, that the whole uftu of the me'achshav is that it shouldn't be a problem of kolsa kinyanai. Kolsa kinyanai is a problem by a kinyan shtar. Like we explained before, the shtar could get burnt up. That would be called kolsa kinyanai. It's a problem by a kinyan meshicha. If the para wanders out to a rishus rabbim, that would be called kolsa kinyanai. But by a kinyan kesef, there's no such thing as kolsa kinyanai. That was the chiddush of the Gemara back on Daf Nun Tes, that if a person is mekadish and isha la'achar shleishim yoyim, af al pi shenis'achlu hama'is, even though the money already got spent. So there's nothing left of the money, la'achar shloishim yayim. Nevertheless, it's still not kol sekinyan. We discussed back on Daf and Tess what's the lumdus behind that, but by kitzur, the idea was because giving money always leaves an effect, it makes an impact, because it's a shibud. If you give somebody money, even if the money is gone, but she still owes you something, so the effects of the giving of the money never really disappear. So we learned from the Gemara and Daf and Tess that there's no din of kol sekinyan by kinyani kesef. Zeptaisis, since kiddushin are usually done with kesef, not that they have to be done with katzaf ha'isha, nicknames b'sholi shtrachim, katzaf ha'shtar v'biyah, but usually, kedushin is done with kesef. So in the case of kedushin, which is done with kesef, there's no chasaron of kol sekinyanon. If there's no chasaron of kol sekinyanon, there's no reason to say me'achshav. What does the me'achshav help for? The whole uftu of the me'achshav is only le'inyin that there shouldn't be a problem of kol sekinyanon. So Rebbe, who was talking about a case of a kinyan shtar, by a shtar there's a din of kol sekinyanai. So Rebbe included the word me'achshav. But Rebbe Meir, who was talking about kedushin, which is usually done with kesef, so over there's no problem of kol sekinyanai. Therefore Rebbe Meir says his halacha without the chiddush of me'achshav. Now let's try to take this discussion a step deeper. The Achrayim are bothered. Bein lefi Tosfos, that the me'achshav helps in kol sekinyanai. And bein lefi the Ramban and the Ritva, the me'achshav helps le'inyin that he shouldn't be able to be chayzer. What's taka the havana in why the me'achshav helps? L'chayra, saying me'achshav on a davar shloi b'la'ilam should be dvarim b'talim. Ordinarily, when a person says me'achshav, he means that even though I'm stating a date in the future, but when that future date comes, I want it to be chal retroactively from now. But when you're being kaina or makna a davar shloi b'la'ilam, clearly it can't be chal from now. A mashal over here. L'kisha akachacha, he's being meshacher in eved that he doesn't even own. He can't make the shechur bichal from now because he doesn't own the eved now. The only time that the shechur could bichal is when he buys him. So the me'achshav l'chayra is meaningless. He says it should bichal me'achshav, but avada, it can't bichal me'achshav. So why does the me'achshav help for anything? Why does it help l'inyin the not being able to bichayzer, l'inyin kol sekinyanai, if it's just varm b'talim? So Rav Shimon Shkrop in his Chedushim on Nedarim, Simon Chav Beis, talks about this. He says that there's a very important Yisoid in Inyani Kinyan that we learn from this sugya. The Hakdama, the first step is this, that the purpose of a Kinyan all the time is that the Maisa Kinyan, the purpose of a Maisa Kinyan, I mean, what, in other words, why do you need a Maisa Kinyan Bechal? I have a Sada, I want to be Makna the Sada to you. If I want the Sada to be yours, so let me just say that my Sada should belong to you, and presto, it should belong to you. Why does the Torah say no, and you kesef for shtar or chazak in order for the Sada to belong to you? So Dr. Bshimon, the ikar purpose of the Maisa Kinyan is to convey the Gemiras Das, that he really, really means it, that he means it with the finality and with the certainty. If we just be Dvar Ba'alma, so he might not really, really mean it. And the Maisa Kinyan is coming for the purpose of conveying and being Megala and Meira that Gemiras Das. Which is why if you have a Maisa Kinyan, which does convey the Gemiras Das, then that Maisa Kinyan should really be complete. If I say if Maisa Kinyan is complete, that means you can't be chayzer from it anymore. You shouldn't need the Shtar to still be Biyadai later on. The chalais is not a part of the Maisa Kinyan. The Maisa Kinyan is its own thing. It comes to convey a Gemiras Das, and if it would do that perfectly and completely, then you shouldn't. Then we would say it's complete, and you would have all of these halachas. There's no problem of kol sekinyanai. You can't be chayzer anymore. Nervos. Why are we not familiar with such an idea? Ordinarily, we say that when you make a Maisa Kinyan, but the chalais wasn't chal, that always means that you could still be chayzer, and there is a din of kol sekinyanai. Zot Reb Shimon. That's all because, ordinarily, if you make a Maisa Kinyan and the Chalais wasn't Chal, so we have to stop and ask ourselves, why wasn't the Chalais Chal? If you made a Maisa Kinyan, so what stopped the Chalais from being Chal? Teretz says, you stopped it from being Chal. If you said, I want to be Makna this to you, La'achar Shleishim Yoyim, that means you don't really want to be Makna to him right now, you only want to be Makna to him later. So that's a chasarin in your Gemiras Das. You don't have such full and complete Das for this Maisa Kinyan. For this Kinyan, you want it to be Chal later, but you don't want it to be Chal now. There's something that you don't want about the Kinyan. So therefore, the Maisa Kinyan itself is not complete because it hasn't conveyed to us complete Gemiras Das. But Lu Yitzuyer, you would have a Maisa Kinyan. The Chalais wasn't Chal. but the Ma'ase Kinyan conveyed absolutely perfect and complete Gemira's Das, then we would say the Ma'ase Kinyan is complete and you no longer could be Chayzer and you no longer need the Shtar to exist in the world. So where do you have that? You have that by Yedavar Shalai Bala Oilam. By Yedavar Shalai Bala Oilam, even though Taka the Chalais can't be Chal now, but the only reason the Chalais is not being Chal now is not because you don't want it to be Chal, but because it's not Biyadai to make it be Chal. When you tell this Eved, when you add the word Me'achshav, you mean to be saying that really I wish it would be Chal right now. And you really do. The fact that you're not making it Bichal until later doesn't indicate any chesaron in your Gemira's Das. The reason why it's not going to be Bichal until later is because you don't have the power to make it Bichal earlier than Likishar Kachacha. But if you had the power, you'd want it to be Bichal right now. So here, the fact that the Chalais isn't being Chal doesn't indicate any Pchisas or chesaron in his Gemira's Das. So the Gemira's Das is complete. The Ma'ase Kinyan, which comes to convey the Gemira's Das, is complete. Memela, he can't be chayzer, like the Ramban says. Memela, we don't worry about Kol HaKinyan anymore, like Tosfos says. Because all of those things are only symptoms of the fact that the Ma'ase Kinyan isn't complete. Usually, Kol Zman V'Chalais and Chal, that's because the Ma'ase Kinyan wasn't complete. But over here, Dafka by Dover Shalom B'la'ilam, you could have such a Metzius that the Chalais wasn't Chal, but not because of a Chasaron and Gemiras Das. That means it's not because of a Chasaron and the Ma'ase Kinyan. So the Ma'ase Kinyan is complete, and therefore all of these halachas would go into effect. That's how Reb Shimon is masbir this yisoid of the Rishonim, and he's moisef a ha'ara. He says there were achronim that wanted to be medayik a chiddush from Tosfos, which he wants to point out that although at first glance it sounds very logical, this chiddush of the achronim, but al pi his hezber, it turns out that they're completely wrong. There were achronim that wanted to taina. I see here in Tosfos that when you're talking about a devar shloi b'li oilam, Me'achshav helps l'inyin that you don't worry anymore about kol sakinyana. So he brings down the mashal that Divrei Chaim said avert. Divrei Chaim said that if this is true for a davar shalay b'la'ilam, then alachas kama v'chamer will be true for a davar shabala'ilam. Memela, also by a davar shabala'ilam, if a person says me'achshav, even if he makes it the kinyan shouldn't be chal now, but he says the word me'achshav, there won't be any more chasaron of kol sakinyana. Because like you see from Tosfos, that Me'achshav helps to overcome Kol Sekinyanai, and if it helps by Yedavar Shalai Bala'ilam, Kol Shekinah, it'll help by Yedavar Shalai Bala'ilam. Now, the Kal V'chomer sounds reasonable when you just look at this fact by itself, because after all, Yedavar Shalai Bala'ilam, he has a greater power, a greater koyach to be makne than he does by Yedavar Shalai Bala'ilam. So if Me'achshav helps over there, Kol Shekinah help over here. Aber Zokter B'Shem, no, that misses the whole Yesod of Tosfos. Why does the Me'achshav help over here? Because the Ma'ase Kinyan is complete, meaning it showed complete Gemiras Das, and there's nothing missing in your Ratzon for the Chalais to be Chal. Such a Metzius can only exist by a Yedavar Shalai Bala'ilam. If it will be a Yedavar Shalai Bala'ilam, so Maman of Shach, Hagufa that you don't want the Chalais to be Chal yet, that's a Chasar in your Gemiras Das. That's why you still need the Kinyan to be around later. That's the Din of Kol Sekinyanai. But by a Yedavar Shalai Bala'ilam, it passes to say that the Me'achshav overcomes the problem of Kol Sekinyanai u'kimavur. Now let's go back to the words of the Rishonim. We brought down before that the Rishonim gave two terutzim to the kasha of why don't need Me'achshav. Tosfos gave one teretz, the Ritva gave another teretz. What does each one hold about the other teretz? Tosfos, who says that the Me'achshav comes in Kol Sekinyanai, in our Tosfos, it doesn't say a word about what Tosfos would say le'inyin, whether you could be chayzer anymore after the Me'achshav. And likewise, the Ritva, who said that the Me'achshav works and helps le'inyin that you can't be chayzer anymore, the Ritva here in our sugya doesn't say a word about whether the Me'achshav also helps le'inyin kol sekinyanai. However, if we expand our search and we look at Tosfos elsewhere and Ritva's elsewhere, we see that these two terutzim are mutually exclusive of each other. Tosfos over here has this discussion. In Bava Metzia Daf Tezayin, Tosfos has the same discussion, the same kasha and the same teretz. But over there, Tosfos is Meisif Aknech. And it's a little bit ironic because our Tosfos is very long, it's almost a whole page. Over there, the Tosfos is a very short Tosfos, just a few words. But nevertheless, in the Tosfos in Bava Metzia and Daf Tezayin, Tosfos is Meisif Aknech, and over there, Tosfos, when they're asking the Kasha, that what is the Me'achshav? Why does Rebbe include the word Me'achshav? Tesis says, after all, it's Pashut, that you could still be Chayzer even after you say Me'achshav. And then Tesis in their Teretz, they say that nevertheless it helps Lenin Kol Sekinyanai. So it's Mavur in the Tesis on Daf Tezayin that they argue with the Ritva. Tesis holds that while it helps Lenin Kol Sekinyanai, but it does not help Le'inyan that you shouldn't be able to be Chayzer anymore. And the Ritva is Punkt Verkehrt. The Ritva, you'll find this other piece in the Ritva on the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Mem Dalid, and the Daf Mem Hei rather. The Ritva in Gittin on Daf Mem Hei, over there he has a much longer discussion about this Inyan than he has over here. And part of the discussion, he asks the Kasha, like over here, why does Rebbe include the word Me'achshav? And he gives the Teretz, like over here, that the Me'achshav helps the Inyan that you shouldn't be able to be Chayzer anymore. But then he adds a paragraph and he says, but Avadila Inyan Kosa Kinyanai, it doesn't help. You still need that the shtar should be ba'ilam at the time that you buy the evidence and you want the shikhar to be chal, you need the shtar to be ba'ilam. If the shtar is already burnt up or lost, it'll be kolsa kinyani. For that, it doesn't help Me'achshav. What does it help Me'achshav for? Only le'inyan that he shouldn't be able to be chayzer anymore. So Tosfos holds that it helps le'inyan kolsa kinyani, but not le'inyan not being chayzer. The Ritva holds that it helps le'inyan not being chayzer, but not le'inyan that you shouldn't, that you shouldn't be concerned with kolsa kinyani. And then the third Mahalach is the Rashba. The third day in Rishonim is the Rashba. The Rashba by us, he puts the two together. The Rashba by us, he says b'feirish that when you use the word Me'achshav, it helps bein le'inyan that you're no longer chayshish for kol sekinyanai, and bein le'inyan that then the kinyan is complete so you're not able to be chayshish from it anymore. Now let's go back to the Hezber that we see. Let's go back now to think about the Hezber. We were saying over before how Rav Shimon is Masber the Rishonim. But the Hezber that Rav Shimon gives in the Shtukl that we quoted from his Chedushim on Masachas Nedarim, he clearly treated the Rishonim over here in the way that it's brought down in the Rashba. He didn't differentiate between Tosfos' Teretz that it helps in Kol Sekinyanai and the Ritva's Teretz that it helps in not being Chayzer. He treated it as if they were saying two symptoms of the same yisoid. Tosfos says le'inyan this, and the Ritva says le'inyan that, but the yisoid is because the kinyan is nigmar, and he was masbir because there's no more chasar and gemir estas. He has all the das that's necessary because he's not holding it back. Meretzoyne, it's only being held back because it's loy bel oilam, etc., like we said before. But it's all coming to explain why the ma'aseh kinyan is complete. Oh, if the ma'aseh kinyan is complete, then mainly you'll have these two dinim that you can't be chayzer anymore, like the Ritva says, and that kol sekinyanai, like Tosfos says. So Reb Shimon's Hezber is a Gavaldiga Hezber in the Rashba. In the way the Rashba says the Teretz, it's a Gavaldiga Hezber. But the way that Tosfos says it, and also the way that the Ritva says it, both seem to still not be Mavur, Lefi the Ritva. Because neither one, it seems, really means to say that the whole Ma'aseh Kinyan is Nigmar, because Maman of Shach, Tosfos holds that it only helps L'Inyan Kol Sekinyanai. If the whole Ma'aseh Kinyan is Nigmar, why are you still able to be Chayzer? The Ritva who says that it only helps the Inyan that you can't be Chayzer. If the whole Ma'aseh Kinyan is Nigmar, so why do you still need that the Shtar should be Ba'ilam? So in each of these two, Mahalchim and the Rishonim, the Hezber still needs to be fine-tuned. There is another place where Reb Shimon takes up the discussion. Reb Shimon in his Ma'areches HaKinyanim, in Simon Beis, Reb Shimon chadres over there the Yisoid that he said in being Masber the Rishonim in Ar Sugya. The idea that the kinyan is nigmar, and that's why there's no more chasarn of kolsa kinyan, right? And then he says, but that's the Rashba, we have a Gavaldiga Hezber. The kinyan is complete, therefore you have all the consequences of a completed kinyan. You don't need the shtar to be ba'ilam anymore, you're not able to be chayzer. But that's Tosfos, the lumdus is the same, that the kinyan is complete, that's why you don't need the shtar to be ba'ilam, we're not chayzer anymore for kolsa kinyan, right? But Zok Tosfos, but le'inyan being chayzer, so very bekitzer, remember the Gemara in Daf Nun Tes. Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish talked about whether you could be chayzer from a kedushin that's supposed to be la'achar shloshim yoyim, and the underlying question was, lo yasi dibur u'mavatal maisa, but asi dibur u'mavatal dibur. And so what it really depends on, could you be chayzer or can't you be chayzer, it depends on whether you consider what was done to have been a dibur or to have been considered a maisa. And Reb Shimon says that Tosfos held that in order to cross that threshold from Dibur to Maisa, you need that something was Chal. The definition of Maisa, La'inyin, the halacha, that Layasi Dibur, Mabatal Maisa, means that something was Chal. Because man that nothing was Chal, it's still in the realm of Dibur, and Asi Dibur, Mabatal Dibur. So even though Taisis holds of the whole on this that Rav Shimon said, that your Maisa Kinyan is mamish complete. Even though the chalais wasn't chal, but the maisa kinyan, which just comes for gemira stats, it's mamish complete. That helps la'inyan that there's no din of kalsa kinyanai. But it doesn't help la'inyan that you can't be chayzer, because seif kalsaif, you have a maisa kinyan, but you don't have a chalais. And without a chalais, it's still asi dibra mavatal dibra. Now, what about the Ritva? The Ritva who said farkert, that if you say me'achshav, you can't be chayzer anymore, but you still need the shtar to be ba'ilim, because it doesn't help for kalsa kinyanai. So that means that the Ritva really rejected that whole yesod of Reb Shimon. The Ritva held that doing a Maisa Kinyan and wishing for it to be Chal now, that's still not called that the Maisa Kinyan is Nigmar. The Maisa Kinyan is never Nigmar until it piles something, until it creates a Chalais, and this Chalais was not Chal, so the Maisa Kinyan still needs to be working. You need the Shtar to still be Ba'ilam. That's why it doesn't work for Kol Tekinyanai. I used to them, why is there a halacha that you can't be Chayzer anymore? If it's not a completed Maisa Kinyan, so why can't you be Chayzer? Zakt Reb Shimon, he has a whole different lumdus. Zakt the Ritva, rather. He has a whole different lumdus in why you can't be Chayzer anymore when you say Me'achshav. Because even though we have a halacha that we're learning in our Sugya, that in the Makna Davar Shalai Bala Ilam, but a Hischayvus you can make, even on the Davar Shalai Bala Ilam. Even Lamanda Amar, that ain't adam makne davar shalei bala ilam, but his chayvus could be chal, meaning you could obligate yourself to be makne a davar shalei bala ilam. Meaning, even if we wouldn't be going here aliba de Rebbe or Reb Meir, we'd be going in the chachamim, the time of our Mishnah, that ain't adam makne davar shalei bala ilam. So if you give a shtar to a eved that you didn't buy yet, and you say so nothing would be chal, he wouldn't go free. Abrazak the Ritva, but you could be meshabed yourself and be mechayev yourself that you will be meshachar him. And if you tell him that even before you're kain to him, that'll be chal. That's his chayev is a shaykh to be chal, even on a davar shalai bala ilam. Zak the Ritva, what makes that happen? The me'achshav. If you say me'achshav, then you mean a real his chayvus. That whether or not I want to later, I'm saying now that you should be kanei lecha. Without the me'achshav, you're not being mechayev yourself. You're just putting out the possibility. But with the me'achshav, you're being mechayev yourself. So the me'achshav turns this into his chayvus. Now, avada, le'inyin, that you don't need another shtar later, this shtar is going to help. That's totally in the machalik tonight, whether are the machin davash le'ilim or not. According to the Chachamim, good, you made his chayvus, but this shtar is not going to be meshachar him. You go mechayev yourself, so after you buy him, you'll give him a shtar shechar. According to Rebbe, this shtar could be meshachar him, so you don't have to give him another shtar shechar. But le'in, whether you're obligated to set him free after you buy him, so that bein le Rebbe, bein le Rabbanon, that you're able to create that, you're able to make that bichal. But what does it take to make that bichal? That takes a me'achshav. And so according to Rebbe, if we want that this shtar should work, and that you shouldn't be able to be chayzer from this shtar, you need to put the word me'achshav into the shtar. So because it's just a chazer in 1 minute, the raid that we covered on this sugya, all the Rishonim wanted to know, why does Rebbe include the word me'achshav in this shtar shechar? And the Rashba says, with Reb Shimon's hesber, because that makes the Maisa Kinyan complete with two ramifications. You can't be chayzer anymore, and there's no more din of kalsa kinyanai. Tosfos says kariv lezeh, it makes the Maisa Kinyan be complete, but with one ramification. That makes it that there's no more din of kalsa kinyanai. But you could still be chayzer, because seif kosef, it's asi dibur mevatel dibur. The Ritva holds, the Maisa Kinyan is in ganz and not complete, and therefore it doesn't help any kalsa kinyanai. But if you put in the me'achshav, what you've done is you've created his chayvus, and therefore, even if later on he'll want to be chayzer, he's not able to be chayzer. Now we go to the Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Kiddash Diyasbiti, that if a father comes and is meyed, he tells us that he was Mekadish's daughter, but he doesn't know whom the chassan was. Uba Echer, somebody comes along and says, Ani Kiddash Tiha, I'm the one that was Mekadish her. So he's Neman. Now this Mishnah really is teaching us two dinim of Nemanus. The Iker, the word Neman in the Mishnah, is coming to refer to the Ba Echad Va'amar, the person that comes and says that I'm the husband. But before that person comes along, before anyone says Ani Kidashtiha, when the father says Kidashti is Biti, so it's implicit in the Mishnah that the father is Neman. The father was Neman to make his daughter into an Eishes Ish, and then the husband, the person claiming to be a husband, is Neman to be Matir that Isser Eishes Ish for himself. So really, on both steps of this Mishnah, one could ask Akasha, L'chayuha, Ein Dava Shabayar V'Pachas Mishnayim. Why do we believe a single person that says this? Why do we believe the father that says Kidashti as Biti? Why do we believe the husband that says that I'm the one? Ani Kidashtiha. So the Ran asks this kasha, but only on the second part. On the first part, the Nemanus of the Av, so that's really the sugya on the following daf. On daf Samach Dalid, the Gemara says that the Nemanus of the Av is Exeris HaKosov. So there, the Ran doesn't raise the question of Ein Dava Shabayar V'Pachas Mishnayim, because in a chenami, usually you need two Eidim, but over here there's Exeris HaKosov, a special Nemanus that the Torah gave to the father. So he's Neman to make his daughter into an Eishes Ish. I'll reflect the Ran, but since there is no special Exeris HaKosov about the husband, so what's Taka Pshan in that halacha? The husband that comes and says, Ani Kidashtiha, why is he Neman? Before he speaks up, we would be considering her an Eishes Ish. He comes along and says, Ani Kidashtiha, and then we say, oh, okay, so you could be married to her, you could live with her. We're being Matir the Eishes Ish for this person because he says so. That means an Eid Echad is being Neman to be Matir and Isser Eishes Ish. I Ein Dava Shabayar V'Pachas Mishnayim. So the Ran answers that we only say Ein Dava Shabayar V'Pachas Mishnayim when you're coming to overturn a prior assumption, when you're going against the chazaka, when an isha was presumed to be a pnuya and you're being made that she's an Eishes Ish, or an isha was presumed to be an Eishes Ish and you're being made that she was a pnuya. So in these cases, you're overturning the prior chazaka. Then we say Ein Davar Shabayar V'Pachas Mishnayim. But over here, Zak Daran, this person is being made about an isha who's presumed to be an Eishes Ish, and he's also saying she's an Eishes Ish. Just before he came along, we knew she was an Eishes Ish to somebody, but we didn't know whom. So we had an open question, and he's coming and answering that question. So he's giving us information that we didn't know before, but he's not changing any chazakas. So b'chihai gavna, you don't need to aid him even for a davash or b'erva. You may remember that at the very beginning of the parak, we mentioned, we called this the hakir of the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi clears this shayla and he's medayik from the Rishenim and Gittin on Daf Beis. That there's really a machlekes Rishenim about this. He's medayik a machlekes between Tosfos and the Ramban in the sugya on Gittin Daf Beis about whether the din of Ein Davash or B'erva B'Shnayim is dafka when it's a chazik isura, which really means that you're coming to change the prior assumption. He uses the lashon of a chazak isura, but it doesn't mean dafki isura as opposed to hetera. It's just the lashon of the Gemara over there was a chazak isura. But this tzad, the first tzad that we only say in Devash Rebbe Pachas Mishnayim when it's chazak isura, what that really means is we only say it when you're coming to be made against a chazaka. Or no, or do we say that there's always a rule of Ein Davar Shabayar V'Pachas Mishnayim, and no information about a Davar Shabayar could be conveyed with an Ein Echad. So the Beis HaLevi talked about it on Gittin Daf Beis and says that there's a machlekes between Tosfos and the Ramban within the sugya over there. The Beis HaLevi, he then brings our Ran. And he says that the Ran, the third parak of Kedushin, who says that the husband who comes and says Ani Kidashtiha is Neman, even though there's no two Eidim, I Ein Dava Shabayar V'Pachas Mishnayim, and the Ran answers because he's not going against the Chazaka, the Ran is holding like the Shita of Tosfos and Gittin Daf Beis, that you don't need two Eidim for a Dava Shabayar Erva when it's not a Chazak Yisura. But then the Beis HaLevi is Maisif, but the problem is that this is a Stira to another Ran, because there's a Machalikis Rishonim in Mesachas Gittin, where the Ran, which seems to hinge upon the same Chakira, and over there the Ran is mamish on exactly the opposite side. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Dal, the Gemara talks about a situation where a person sent a shliach to be mekadesh for him and Isha, but he didn't do what one usually does when you send a shliach to be mekadesh and Isha, of saying, go be mekadesh plainis,
He just said, go be mekadesh me an isha, without identifying whom that isha should be. And the shliach goes off into the Medina Sayyam, and we never hear from him again. The shliach, let's say, dies in Medina Sayyam, and you're left wondering whatever happened to that person. So the Gemara says, it's a chazaka, shliach is a shlichusai. So you don't wonder whether he was mekadesh me somebody or he wasn't mekadesh me somebody. You could assume he was mekadesh you an isha. But the problem is that you don't know who the isha is. And the Meila Zakti Gemara that you're asur b'chal nashma shaba ilam. If a person is foolish enough to send a shliach on such a mission, go be mekadesh me an isha without identifying which isha it should be, then this person ends up being asur al-chal nashma shaba ilam. Why? Because now, let's say he'll go and he'll choose any isha in the world, I want to marry this isha. So what are we worried about? If this is the isha that the shliach was mekadesh for him, that's fine. She's already his wife, then there's no harm in him marrying her. But what if the person that the shliach was mekadesh was this isha's sister, or mother, or daughter? So now this isha is an erva to him. And since every isha that he's going to want to marry, we have to be chayshish that maybe her sister or mother or daughter is the isha that the shliach is mekadesh, and now this isha is an erva. Therefore, he's asur b'chal nashma shaba'ilam. That's the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samach Dalin. The Ramban over there says, but there's a solution for his predicament. Let's say he wants to marry a certain isha, and the Gemara is saying, but it's asur because we're worried that maybe one of her relatives received the kedushin from the shliach. Zakt the Ramban, what he should do is gather all of her relatives and interview them and ask the mother, the daughter, if there is one, the sisters, if there are sisters, ask all of the kravis of this isha, are you the person that the shliach is mekadesh? And if they all say no, then you know that the woman that you want to marry now, your kala, is not an achais ishtai, a bas ishtai, a chamaisai, because all of the other relatives said that they're not the Isha's ish, so now this Isha is not going to be the Erva, and that'll be matir her for you. So the Ramban allows you to be matir this Isser of Asur B'chal Nashma Shabbat Olam by simply interviewing the Kravites and hearing them say, no, it wasn't me. The Ran comes along and dings the Chandis Ramban. The Ran says, what do you mean you interview the sister, the other relatives? What do you mean you interview them? You ask them, are you the person that the shliach was mekadesh? And they say no, and then you're going to believe them? I ain't davish ever pachas mishnayim. It doesn't help to have a single isha tell you that I'm not the one that the shliach was mekadesh. Here you want to marry a certain woman, let's call her Rachel. And the Gemara is saying that you have to be chayshish that Rachel's sister Leah might be your wife, and Mamela Rachel is an Achais Ishtai. So how could the Ramban say, just go ask Leah? And if Leah says, no, the shliach wasn't mekadesh me, then Rachel's not an Achais Ishtai. Maybe Leah is lying. Ein devash rever pachas mishnayim. If you have a chshash Achais Ishtai, which is an Isser Erva, you have a chshash on Rachel, that she's an Achais Ishtai, how are you going to be matter that chshash just by asking Leah? Ein devash rever pachas mishnayim. As I affect the Ran on the Ramban. To affect the Beis HaLevi. So what's Taka Pshat in the Ramban? Why does the Ramban say that it's not a problem of being Nevesh Rebbech Has B'Shanayim? L'chayra, Pshat in the Ramban is Pashat. The Ramban over there means like the Ran in our Sukya. That over here, or over there rather, you could believe the sister when she says, I'm not the person of the Shliach Has Mekadesh because she's not going against any Chazaka. We never had any information that she was the person of the Shliach Has Mekadesh. We just didn't know who it was. The shliach is mekadesh somebody. Now when this Leah says it wasn't me, so that's consistent with our previous information. We never had any reason to think it was necessarily her. So it's not overturning a chazaka. So the Ramban, although he doesn't say the words, but the lumdus of the Ramban appears to be that you don't need to aid him for a davash of erva when it's not as chazak isura. If the Ran dings on that Ramban and says, what do you mean? How could you believe the sister? I ain't davash of erva parches mishnayim. It appears that the Ran is saying that even when it's Leah's Chazak Yisura, we still say Ein Davash Sheva Erva Parchas Mishnayim. So Frek the Beis HaLevi and Rabbi Kiva Eger also asks the same kasha, the same steer in the Ran, that the Ran is on both sides of this Chakira. The Ran in our Sugya says that the husband that comes and says, Aniki Dashtiya, he's Neman. I Ein Davash Sheva Erva Parchas Mishnayim. Teres is like the Ran because it's not a Schazik Isura, so you don't need to aid him. But the Ran in Gittin says that when the sister of your Kala says, I'm not the person that the Shliach was Mekadesh, you don't believe her because Ein Davar Shehu Brachas Mishnayim. And over there, he doesn't make a chiluk that, well, since it's not a Schazik Isura, we should believe this Eidus even without Shnayim. So the Achreinim, so Rabbi Kveger, asks this Kashan, Bleib Shver, Stira in the two Rans. The Beis HaLevi gives a teretz, and the Beis HaLevi could be found in Chilek Beis of Hashayel Shuvas Simon Lamed Zayin. The Beis HaLevi says that the difference between the two cases is whether the person, the aid, is being poshet the whole Safek or just speaking about one prat in the Safek. And let's explain what that means and explain why that should be Mechalek. In our Gemara, the husband comes and says, Aniki Dashtiha. Zok the Beis HaLevi, over there the Ran holds that you're not going against the Chazaka. Why? Because you're being pushed at the whole Safek, so your Eidus addresses all the people in the world. And the male, and what does it say? It says that she's mutter to me and also to everybody else. Well, what did we think before? Before you came along, we thought she's mutter to one person and she's also to everybody else. Then this guy comes along and says, yeah, I'm the one person. So she's mutter to me and she's also to everybody else. So he addressed all the pratim of the Safek and he just identified who's who, what's what. So he didn't say anything that goes connected to the Chazaka. But in the case of the Rishonim in Gittin, where we interview we want to marry, the guy wants to marry a particular woman, Rachel. So he interviews Rachel's sister, Lamashal Leah. And Leah says, I'm not the person that the Shliach was Mekadesh. So Leah is not being made, she's not giving us information on all the people in the world, she's just giving us information on herself. So now when we consider whether her information is going against the Chazaka or not, we have to say, is she changing the way we look at herself? Is she changing the way we look at this particular person? Well, yeah. Because beforehand, when we had a suffix, we didn't know who in the world the Shliach was Mekadesh. So how did we view Leah? Leah had a suffix that maybe she's the Mekadeshes. Or if you want to think of it in terms of Rachel, who's the actual Kala that the guy wants to marry, we had a suffix that maybe Rachel wasn't a Chais Ishtai. And when Leah says, no, it wasn't me, so she's taking off that suffix Isser. She's allowing us to paskin that Rachel is not an Chais Ishtai. So she's changing Rachel's din. Rachel went from being Asr Mitam Safek to being Mutter. Before Leah spoke up, Rachel had an Isser because of Safek Achais Ishtai. After Leah's Eidus, Rachel no longer has a Safek Achais Ishtai, so now she's Mutter. So Leah is changing Rachel's din. That's changing something from what it was before. And the Ran holds on that. We say, Ein Davar Shehu Brachas Mishnayim, that's called as Chazak Isura. Even though, yeah, Vad, it's not, what she's saying is not inconsistent with all of the facts that we had before, because before we always knew that the Shliach was only Mekadesh one person, we didn't know that it was Leah, but since we had a Safek who it was, so we considered Leah in the Safek, and that made Rachel a Safek Achais Ishtai. And after Leah's Eidus, we still have a Safek, we still don't know who it was, but all of a sudden, Rachel is not Asur Mishum Safek Achais Ishtai. So that's called you change Rachel's din. So for that, we don't believe in Ein Echad. We say Ein Davar Shehu Brachas Mishnayim. But Nachamal in our sugya, since he's telling us who is yes the true husband and that everybody else is not the true husband, so he's addressing all of the pratim of our Safek. So then we could say that he's not changing anything, because then since he's addressing the totality of the Safek, so we say, well, before we knew that one person was Mutter and everybody else was Asr, and now he's giving it, the information that he's giving us is Vaitu, that one person is Mutter and everybody else is Asr. He's giving us information for all the people in the world, and the Sacha Koil of his information is really the same, is just more specific, but it's not changing anything from the information that we had before. That's not called the Chazak Isura. But when you say less, when you're just giving us information about one person, and now that means that we have to change the way we look at that person from the way we were looking at it before. That's called changing a chazaka, and therefore over there an Ein Echad is not going to be Naman.
Now let's take a look at the Gemara later on.
About two-thirds of the way down the Amud, the Gemara brings down a Bailu who was Shaila about whether we're Seiklin al Yaday or not Seiklin al Yaday. When an Av comes and says, Kidashti as Viti, so the Mishnah teaches us that the Av has Nemonos, Rav says, Ein Seiklin, that although he has Nemonos le'inyin to Aser her with an Isser Eishas Ish, but there wouldn't be a Chi of Skila, there wouldn't be an Einish in Basin on this Isser Eishas Ish. And Rav Asi says, Seiklin, that no, we would be Seiklin al Yaday. Rav Asi holds that the Lekulam el Sahim Nerechman al Av, he has a complete Nemonos, even le'inyin, that if somebody is mizan with her, he'd be chayev skila. Taisus is the kasha on the sheet of Rav. Taisus de bermaschel k'tal alay himne. How could Rav say that the nemonus of the Av does not go so far that it allows Basin to give a person skila? V'im teimu v'haksiv ba'isa parusha d'amras b'din sadli shazeh uskaluha. In the parusha with the pasuk of b'din sadli shazeh. That's the pasuk, which is the Gzeirat HaKasav, which teaches me that the Av has Nemonos to Aser his daughter. That very parasha includes the word Uskaluha, which means Alma. So you see, Taisa says that L'Katala Namehim Nerechmana, that the Nemonos that the Torah gives him is also L'Inyin Katala. The whole Nemonos of the Av is from the pasuk of Esbit Nasai Tel Isha Zeh. And over there in that parasha it says Uskaluha. So it's Befeirush, like Ravasi, that L'kulam al-Sahim ne'rachmana, that the Nemonos of the Av goes so far that it allows Basin to be Seikel al-Yadai. How could Rav say that it's Ein Seikel if it's Befeirush in the Pasuk that is Skoluha? Places this is Kasha. Places gives a teretz that really requires dissecting the Pasuk, that the Uskalu is not going on the case of Esbitin Asat Elisha Zeb, which is L'cheir Edeichik teretz. The Shev Shmaitza has a great arichus on our sugya. He has, in Shmaitza Vav, numerous discussions having to do with our sugya, with the Nemonos of the Av. And I want to say over a little bit of what he says in Shmaitza Vav, Perek Yud Beis, to address this kasha of Tosfos, because he says that it really is totally on a much more yesidistic question of what's the machlekes between Rav and Rav Asi Tolyan. Rav, who says that we're seiklin, we're in seiklin, Rav Asi says that we're seiklin, b'maikam afligi. And he brings down that there was a shayla lahalacha that the poskim talked about. It's referred to as the shayla of the Chachme Provencia. Because this story was a sensational story that made headlines, and all of the Chachme Provencia of Tzarfas got involved in the shayla. What was the shayla? There was a case where a father said about his bita who was a ketana. He said, Kiddash Diasbiti, I was Makadish her, she's an Eishas Ish. Later on, she grew up, and the father says, and then somebody else comes along and wants to marry her. And the father says, yeah, she can get married to him. It wasn't really true what I said before, that Kiddash Diasbiti. What do you mean it wasn't true? So he gives an amasla. He gives an excuse, an explanation. Lamashal, he says that I saw that people were chaperoning her. And I thought that if people think that she's muteres to them, then she might be in danger. So I said, she's an Eishas Ish. I said, Kiddash Diasbiti, so people will think she's an Eishas Ish, and they'll be pirish from her. It's the makar of this idea, the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Chav Beis, where it says over there that an Isha is Neman to say Eishas Ish ani, because she's Shavi Anaf Shachetichet Yisura. But then if after she says Eishas Ish ani, she then says, no, it isn't really true. I only said that mipnei anashim she'inam mehuganim. People were chaperoning me, people that were inappropriate, that I didn't want to get married to, and they wanted to marry me. So I made up a story that I'm an Eishas Ish, so that they should leave me alone. But now that I found the tzuka pasta shidduch, so now I'm telling you that what I said before, that I'm an Eishas Ish, was really not true. And the Gemara says over there in Ksuvas that she's Naman with her amasla, and she's able to undo her prior testimony that she's an Eishas Ish. So over here, you had a similar shayla, but it wasn't about the Isha herself, it was about the father. The father, who said Kiddash Diasbiti, he later wants to retract it with an amasla. And Kol Chachmei Provencia V'Tzarfas were up in a tumult, and as the Shev Shmaitza brings down, some of them were saying that he's able to be Chayzer, and some of them were saying that he's not able to be Chayzer. Now, the makar, I just mentioned that the makar of the idea to be chayz with an amasla is the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Chav Beis, talking about the nemanus of an isha, who
who's nema because of shavei nafshech etich disura. Now we know from our Gemara that the nemonis of the av is greater than the nemonis of the daughter. The Gemara says a few lines later, in the words of Rav Asi, that la'av himne rechmana l'didol lo'himna. Six or seven lines from the bottom of the page. La'av himne l'didol lo'himna. And Rashi says, what does that mean, l'didol lo'himna? That the Torah didn't give her nemonis. We know she's nemon. When she says niskadashi, it's Zokter Rashi. Yeah, she's nemon, but only from the din of shavi nafshech etich disura. But not like the av, that it was himne rechmana that is exerus, the kosov that he's nemon. So we know that the father's nemonis is on a higher level than the nemonis of the daughter. It's a higher level than the din of shavya and nafshech etich disura. So this higher level nemonis, but it's safe not to aid him. So where do we put it? Is it so high that it can't be undone with the namasla? Do we say kivin shehigit shuv nechayzir magid? Or no, is it more similar le'inyin chazara? Is it similar to the nemonis of shavya and nafshech le'inyin that if he gives an amasla, he could be chayzer? So this was the machlekes among the chachmei pervansiv at Tzarfas. Zog the Shef Shmaitza, that's also the machlekes between Rav and Rav Asi. That Rav Asi held that the gezeiras hakosov that says that a father is neman means that he's neman mamish with the nemonis of two edim. And therefore it has no sheiches to the Gemara Daf Chaf Beis in Ksubis, where it says that one could be chayzer from a prior nemonis by giving an amasla. That's all true by lower levels of nemonis. But by two edim, fakert, there's a din of kivin shehigit shuvin chayzer or magid. Edim can never retract their edus with an amasla. So a father also can't retract his nemonis with an amasla because he has the nemonis of two edim. Memeila zok Ravasi, we're cycling all the other. Ravasi, who says in the Gemara, cycling, the pshat is because he holds that there's a custom of the father's nemonis is like two edim. Like the tzad in the Chachmei Pervansiyah that he can't be chayz with an amasla, and that's why he says cycling. Rav, who says in the Gemara ain't cycling, that's because he held like that tzad by the Chachmei Pervansiyah that a father could be chayz with an amasla. Meaning, because even though it's not just shavi and nafshe, it's a real nemonis that's learned from a gzeres hakosov, but soif kol soif, that gzeres hakosov was that he should be nemon like an ein achad. He should be nemon to tell us something and we should believe it, but not that he's kishnei edim. Shnei edim is shnei edim. A father has a new din nemonis, some in-between level, that he's nemon even though he's not two edim. So if the Torah is not teaching us that he's kishnei edim, the Torah is just teaching us that he's nemon even though he's not kishnei edim, so then it could be that he has a din of amasla. That just like the nemonis of shavi and nafshe could be chayzer with an amasla, so maybe the nemonis of this new gzeres hakosov, which is not quite shnei edim, it's just some kind of gzeres hakosov that he's nemon, that could also have an amanus of an amasla. That's the tzad, the second tzad, the kulu deket tzad in the chachem prevenzia, that the av could be chayz with an amasla. That's how Rav held, and Mamela, therefore Rav says, ain't cycling, that we can't give her skila on that, because if the Torah wasn't being mechadish, that he's nemon kishnei edim, the Torah was just giving him some kind of a din amanus, so then it's only l'inyin yisur, not l'inyin kitala. So bekitzer, the machloik is Rav and Ravasi, whether you're cycling or ain't cycling, is mutli tolu on the shaila of whether or not you could be chayzer with an amasla. Zok the Shmaitza weiter. If you take a look in the Rishonim in that Gemara in Ksubas Daf Chaf Beis, where it's mechadish the inyan of being chayzer with an amasla, there's a very important chidush, which is written in the Chidush HaHira'ah, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra in Mem Zayin Sif Dalet, a very important chidush. The Ra'ah said, when do we say that an Isha could be chayz with an amasla? If she just said, Ishas Ishani, she declared herself to be an Ishas Ish, but without naming which Ish, without naming who's her husband, then she could be nemun with an amasla to say, no, I was just kidding, I just said it for various reasons to get out of a difficult situation, but it wasn't really true. But what about if she said, I am Ishas Pliny? Not just I am an Ashes Ish, but I am Ashes Pliny. She said, I'm married to so-and-so. She named the husband, Zak the Ra'ah. Then even if she gives an Amasla, she can't be Chayzer. Why? Because her Amasla is not going to help to be Chavala Achevin. When she was made that she's Ashes Pliny, so Pliny just got a Gavaldiga windfall. According to her Edus, she's married to him. If she's going to go later on and say, no, it wasn't really true, So she's taking away a wife from Pliny. She has no nemonis to go take away a wife from Pliny. She has nemonis in herself. She had the nemonis to make her issa with Shavia Nafshe, and she has nemonis to undo that issa by giving an amasla. But her amasla doesn't give her any bailus over the Pliny, and so if she named the husband Zakhtara, then she can't be chayz with an amasla. The din in the Gemara that she could be chayz with an amasla is only when she said ishas ishani without mentioning which ish. If the din of amasla has this distinction between where you do mention the chassan, the husband, and where you don't mention the husband, and if we said that the pshat in Rav, who says ein soiklin, is because he holds that you could be chayz with an amasla, it's now going to come out that when does Rav say ein soiklin? Only in a case where she didn't mention who the husband was. Because then, like the Ra'ah acknowledges, she could be chayz with an amasla. If she could be chayz with an amasla, then we'll be ein soiklin. But what if she does mention who the husband is? If she mentions who the husband is, so then she can't be chayz anymore with an amasla. That's the chiddush of the Ra'ah. If she can't be chayz anymore with an amasla, zak the shmaitza, so then her nemonis is much stronger. He compares it to the halach of hurzika nida b'shchina seha, and then it'll be cyclin. Then Rav Asi will agree that we could be cyclin al yaday. Rav Asi doesn't always say ein cyclin al yaday. Rav Asi said ein cyclin al yaday, like we explained, based on the chachmei prevencia, because she could be chayz with an amasla. But if she could only be chayz with an amasla when she doesn't name the husband, like we saw from the Ra'ah and Ksubis, that means Rav will only say ein cyclin when she doesn't name the husband. But if she does name the husband, then Rav will agree that we're cyclin. Now, the words of Rav and Rav Asi are going on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was, Ha'im rekidashti es biti ve'en yedei lami. So they were talking about a case where the father doesn't say who the husband was. So that stims very well. That's why Rav says that we're ein zeiklin, because that's a case where she could be chayz with an amasla. It's not chav la'cherim, because there's no husband in the story. So she could be chayz with an amasla. And that's why he said that we're ein cycling. But in a case not like the Mishnah, in a case where the father did name a husband, then Rav will agree that we're cycling. Mamela zak the shmaitza, in the case of the parsha, in the case of the pasuk in the Torah, what was the lashon of the pasuk? As biti nasati laish hazeh. The Torah specifically speaks out laish hazeh. That means that the father did name a husband. In the case where the father has nemonos on his daughter being an Eishes Ish, in the case that the Torah was talking about, the husband was named. Oh, if the husband was named, so then she can't be chayz with an amasla, because it's Chav L'Acheren. If she can't be chayz with an amasla, then her Isser is Hurzak, like the Gemara of Hurzak Anid V'Shechein Esehab, and then Rav is minded that we're Seiklan Al Yatay. Tezis had a kasha, how could Rav say Ein Seiklan? It says in the Torah, Uskaluha. So Bekitzer, the Torah, says Rav only says Ein Soiklin in the case like the Mishnah, where it was Kedashli Espiti Ve'ein Yedei Lami. But in a case like the Torah, where it says Espiti Nesati La'ish Hazeh, then Rav could be Maideh that we'd be Soiklin. But we have to add a Ha'ara, that the whole Shtickle Torah from the Shev Shmaitza is going with the assumption that Rav and Rav Asi are going on the case of the Mishnah. They're not going on the general din that a father has nemonis to say that his daughter is an Eishes Ish, to say Kedash Li Esbiti. They're going on the specific case of the Mishnah of Kedash Li Esbiti Ve'eini Eidei Alami. Now the Emes is in Rishonim, that's not at all clear. The Me'iri clears these two tzadim. The Me'iri brings down both possibilities. He says that we have a machlaikis in the Gemara between Rav and Rav Asi about whether or not we're cycling based on the father's Eidus. Yesh Mefarshim, that's only true in the case of the Mishnah Kedashli Espiti Ve'ini Yedei Lami, and Yesh Mefarshim that it's true in all cases of the father's Nemonis that Rav always says that it's Ein Soiklin. And the emphasis is that the Mashmaus of Rashi is more the second way, not like the Shev Shmaitza. Because Rashi, B'dibur Maschel Mahu Liskel Al Yadai, Zog Rashi Shel Ha'av, Kolemer Al Piv, Im Amar Kedashli Espiti. The Shaila of the Gemara, where Rav and Rav Asi argued, is in a case where the father says Kedashti Esbiti. There's not a word in Rashi about Ein Yedei Lami. So the Mashmos of Rashi is that Rav and Rav Asi were not dafka going on the case of the Mishnah, but they were going in general on the din of a father's namanus to say that his daughter is mekudeshes. On that, Rav was saying ain tzeiklin. If Taka, Rav was always saying ain tzeiklin, then the Shev Shmeitz doesn't have a teretz. But the Shev Shmeitz is going like the other tzad in the Meiri, that Rav and Rav Asi are going directly on the case of the Mishnah, then the Shev Shmeitz ketaina gavaldik, that in the case where it's ain yedei lemi, so then it's not chav lachirim, so then amasla helps. If amasla helps, that means it's not a complete nemonis, it's never hurzak the iser, so then Rav says ain cyclin. But in the case of the parasha where it says speak to nasatul ish hazeh, so he named the husband. If he named the husband, then you can't be chayz with an amasla because it would be chav lachirim. If you can't be chayz with an amasla, then Rav agrees that the halacha will be cyclin.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.